Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This place looks fantastic, and it's going to be a beautiful day. And it's always a beautiful day when you wake up and one of your young pitchers actually has a really good game. And that's exactly what Steven Matz had last night. And boy, was it needed. It was needed for him, I think, more so than just the team. It was more about him and getting through it. And last night, he threw 94 pitches. He had only given up 4 hits in 6 innings. He was solid, and it was his best performance by far this year.
Yeah, that was great to see. And also, the offense was great to see, taking advantage of opportunities with guys on base. And Brandon Nimmo, who has been thrown out there, and Mickey Callaway loves him, and all the energy and the smiles and the positivity and everything that he brings to the lineup really paid off last night. And you said it yesterday. It's funny, when you think you know what's going to happen with the Mets, it seems to go in a different direction. We thought that the Diamondbacks would figure out all their offensive woes at Citi Field. That didn't happen. The Mets swept them. We thought the Mets were going to go on a big run when the Marlins came in, and of course they lose 2 out of 3, and then we're thinking they're going to go out to Milwaukee and get crushed, and then the same stuff would happen to Mats on the road, and the offense would still be in a hole. And what happens? They win the first game of the series 5-0. So hopefully now, because the Mets have had trouble with being consistent, getting on winning streaks since the beginning of the season, winning multiple games in a row. We only saw it with the Diamondbacks series, so keep it going, because you got 7 more games on the road against the Brewers and the Braves, and you don't want this to be the moment in the season where they go in the toilet. But great start to this 4-game set against a really good Brewers team in their building.
That's right, and Noah Syndergaard goes today. Now, I don't know if you saw any of this last night. I know we were out to dinner and everything, and they had it all of the TVs at the great place that we had dinner last night, but you know what? The Golden State Warriors, you know, they are a little bit of a problem right now, I would think. And, you know, it's just like a very cavalier, kind of very nonchalant way that they play basketball.
Well,
I don't know. I'm like, what is Steve Kerr doing? I mean, it's like, you want to, you know, hey, boys, you better wake up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cavalier and nonchalant. I mean, they were definitely sloppy late in the game with a couple possessions. You had the Draymond Green turnover, Steph Curry driving to the basket, didn't get a great look. I mean, to me, that was a great game. That was intense from start to finish. It was a great game. It's just that they did not make the plays that they normally make at the end of the game, and Kevin Durant was not Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter, and here's Chris Paul goes out of the game, which is the biggest story out of this game. I mean, number one is the fact that the Rockets now have a lead in this series and are 1 game away from going to the NBA Finals and knocking out the Golden State Warriors, who are the best team I've seen in a long time. But the other big story out of this is we don't know if Chris Paul is going to be Chris Paul for the rest of the series, which would be such a shame. If you're a Warriors fan, to see him go down at the end of that game like a ton of bricks, you're thinking to yourself, now this is going to be the way that the Warriors come back? I mean, I hated the fact that when the Cavs came back from 3-1, there was that Draymond Green suspension, and you didn't feel like the Warriors were totally healthy. Where, here's another one of these situations. You want the best going against the best every single time, and we might not get that. I mean, Chris Paul says he's going to play in Game 6, but I know from hamstrings, as you know, as I pulled mine in the softball game, it's not an easy thing to just come back from in a couple of days and be at a high level in a conference championship series.
You know, I don't think I ever would have thought that you and Chris Paul would have anything in common.
I know. I thought about it.
And now you both have hamstring pulls together. The difference is he's actually playing in the Western Conference Finals.
Well, hey.
And you're sitting here right now getting ready to slam some bagels and everything else.
Yeah, where are the bagels, by the way?
They'll be here. Don't worry about
it. All right, good.
But, you know, the point being is I still think that Golden State, like there were a couple times last night throwing the ball in from out of bounds and throwing it away, and it just looking like, you know, we got this, we're going to take care of all this. And I think Steve Kerr has got to, you know, kind of rein his, I don't know if to say rein him in, but, you know, more refocus him or something.
Yeah,
I said that about Brad Stevens. I was like, you know, okay. So Cleveland won those 2 games. LeBron dominated. The guys coming off the bench played well for Cleveland, and they had, you know, got the series tied. And they said, going back to Boston, if Cleveland could have won in Boston, I think the series would have been over in 6. But I said, you know, Brad Stevens now has to reinsert himself back into what they were trying to do defensively for Boston, and they did that. And I think, like, Steve Kerr kind of gets a pass here. And I'm like, okay, the way your team looks, the way they just kind of, I don't know, just the way it looks, at times it just looks so cavalier, like I said, but also just like so nonchalant, like it's, we got this, don't worry about it. And the other team they're playing now is obviously motivated. And by the way, did you see the little Chris Paul shimmy shake?
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I thought of you immediately, and I was like, all right, I guess Boomer's right about this. So a couple days ago, after the Game 4 victory, you said that Chris Paul and the Rockets would be motivated by the Steph Curry shimmy shake after he hit a three, and that was part of the reason why they came back. And I basically fought back and said, well, if there's not enough motivation in the fact that you're trying not to go down 3-1, then you shouldn't be there to begin with. But then I see Chris Paul hits that three in the second half and then shimmy shakes right in Curry's face. Now, he laughed it off. Good for him. He couldn't get the job done in the fourth quarter, but he laughed it off. Clearly, that affected them. Clearly, that pissed them off, that shimmy shake from Steph Curry. There's no doubt about it. And I guess you can say that it sort of reinvigorated that group even in such a high-leverage situation.
You know, there's nothing more motivating than being embarrassed. And, you know, Steph Curry, I think, not only did his thing back in Golden State and all that other stuff, but I think he kind of, like, ignited a little bit of, disdain, a little bit of edge for the Houston Rockets. And you can say whatever you want when you see Chris Paul do that last night. This is going back and forth with these two guys. And it's like, all right, enough's enough, and just play basketball. But I think Steph Curry got a little bit of a wake-up call last night.
Yeah, well, I hope they go back and forth in Game 6 and 7 and Chris Paul is healthy. Now, this is an amazing job by you said that Steve Kerr needs to step it up. How about Mike D'Antoni? This team got blown out by 41 points in Game 3 and has come back and won back-to-back games, one of which in Oracle, which is just about impossible to do with this current Warriors group. So, I mean, this is it. The Warriors are now at a crossroads, right? Because they're great. We know they're great. They're going to be etched in history in the NBA for a long time with the championships that they've won. But, you know, the really great ones, the ones that you remember forever, the ones you tell your kids and your grandkids about, they're the ones that come back in Game 6 and 7 and win another title. And it's going to be a massive disappointment. As good as the Rockets have been, and they won 65 games, and they were the one seed, and they got Chris Paul, and James Harden's the MVP, it still doesn't matter in the Warriors' world. They have to go out and win these two games and then go win another championship. And I just hope, and I'm a Warriors guy, I'm rooting for him in this series, I just hope that Chris Paul, this is just a strain, or he can come back and be 100%, because that would just suck, you know? I mean, that really would just, I can't stand it. Even when I'm a fan of a team, I want the opposing team to always be at full strength, because I feel cheated any other way.
I wouldn't worry about that, but I will say this. After reading some of the comments from Chris Paul's dad from last night's game, because this seems to be a reoccurring story for Chris Paul, he gets hurt in the playoffs. Now, he's had two brilliant back-to-back games. And he goes out with a hamstring injury, like you said. You know, it's like Chris doesn't feel sorry for himself. This is his dad talking. He's like, okay, this is what happened. We got to make the best of it. He'll talk to his teammates and his players, and he will say this, hey, I'm still going to be there even if I don't play. Oh, boy.
Well, and then the word that was out there in all the reports after the game was Chris Paul worried about it. Now, he didn't say that. It was just like, you know, Paul.
Let me ask you a question. How does your hamstring feel this morning?
It actually feels great. I was talking to some people out there when I was saying hi to the wonderful Lena from Lake Grove.
Told you she said to.
Yeah, she'd say, you can probably hear her through the mic. So look at that. It's absolutely amazing. And she is authentic, I'll tell you that much. But people were asking about the hamstring. It feels great today. Now, I don't think I can run. I mean, I've got no reason to run. I was telling you last night, I don't even think I need a hamstring. For what I do in my life, do I really need certain muscles? Like, I could probably tear an ACL and be fine. I told you, my life is, you know, I sit in a car.
Right.
Then I come to work.
Yes.
And then I'm upright for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I sit in a chair for 4 hours. Then I'm upright a little bit more. And then I go home and I sit on the couch. So I could probably, this hamstring doesn't heal for the rest of my life. I might be okay.
Yeah, but I'm more worried about, you know, your performance on the softball field.
Yeah, I know,
honestly.
I know.
Have some responsibilities in that regard.
No, I will. And then everybody's giving me tips out there to sit on a baseball. Dan and Carteret's telling me to sit on a baseball.
Don't listen to Dan and Carteret.
Roll back and forth on it.
Yeah, I don't know where he's coming from. Look at him.
Yeah, softball, roll on the softball. I'm getting all sorts of advice. But it feels good today, man. I don't know. I might run and jump in the pool at some point and then do a little water aerobics to get the thing loose.
Right.
You never know. Is someone going to end up in this thing? But was this here last year? This
no,
pool?
This was not here last year. They have a pool now here. That's why I feel like I'm in Miami Beach. I feel like I'm at one of those swanky places
right
along A1A down there.
And it's got the fountain going in there, too. So oh, it's, just, really, it's just perfect.
Nothing screams Jersey Shore more than a beautiful pool over there.
And I was reading the pool rules before, so just so everybody knows, you're not allowed to clean your diapers in the pool, all right? So don't do that. I know a lot of you wore diapers here today.
There's an actual sign that says that.
Yeah, it says that. Yeah, absolutely. It says do not wash your diapers in the pool.
Just I will say this, you know, on my ride down here last night, that I would say that it cost me, I think, $97 to get here with all the tolls. Honestly, I mean, it's they screw the people in New Jersey like you can't believe.
I mean, it is tough.
And
I know.
Then us suckers come from Long Island. Forget it.
Well, you know, there's some of us who were up in the air yesterday. So
I know you flew in last night with your dad, right?
That's right. Yeah, 34 minutes.
Really?
So it took you longer to get from the radio station to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel than it took me to go from Brookhaven, New York to Monmouth Executive Airport.
The amazing thing is that Waze did not take me through the Holland Tunnel.
Yeah.
It took me through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. So what did that mean? So you got to go through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, then you got to do the Verrazano Bridge, then you got to do the Gothels Bridge, then you got to do the Jersey Turnpike, and then you got to do the Garden State Parkway. And I'm like, oh my Jesus. Before I know, it's like $97 lighter in my pocket.
I would probably say that 40% of the conversations I have are about getting to places in the tri-state area with people. That's what it is. Like, I go out there for 10 seconds. Like, we took the LIRR, then we took New Jersey Transit, then we were here, and then we stayed over here, and then we left at 4 in the morning. That's all anybody talks about when you're around here.
Well, when you think about the summer and you think about Memorial Day weekend, you can understand why.
Oh, my God. Well, that's why I got a plane.
He's got a plane. Listen, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous, but it took you 34 minutes.
34 minutes, yes. No, I mean, of course, you know, I'm very lucky to have people in my
family.
Where
did you fly out of on Long Island?
Brookhaven Calabro Airport in Shirley. That's where it was.
Brookhaven Calabro Airport
yeah.
in Shirley.
And then to Monmouth Executive Airport.
Look at you.
In Belmar. Yeah, that's right. Stepped right in there, had a couple free Twizzlers and a water, sat down, got a cab over to the hotel, and that was that.
So the funny thing last night is we get ready to sit down for dinner. You're saying to me that the cab ride was supposedly a free cab ride.
Well, that's what they told
me. To the Hampton
Inn. Right, yeah. They told me there was supposed to be a free cab ride. So I get in there, the guy opens the door, and I hand him some money for a tip, and it was clearly not as much as the cab ride was. The guy starts screaming at me. He's like, what are you doing here? It turned into like Francesca. He's like, what are you doing? And I said, what do you want? I thought I was tipping you. It was a complimentary cab ride. So then we worked it out, but it got off to a little bit of a rough
start. So it turned out that they had the deal with the DoubleTree, not the Hampton Inn.
Not the Hampton Inn,
I will tell you something. There is something very special staying at a Hampton Inn. You know, it actually made me feel like I was at spring break again. I can't remember the last time I stayed in a hotel where the air conditioner's in the window.
I couldn't believe it. When you rolled up there, it's a nice hotel, by the way.
Oh, it's clean. Nice hotel. It's nice.
Yeah,
clean,
right. Yes. It's fine. But when you rolled up there, I could not believe that you were staying there. I was like,
where do you want me to stay?
Yeah, Eddie even texted me. He goes, I can't believe I think Boomer is staying at the Hamptons Inn.
I know. I actually called Eddie and I said, Eddie, I'm stuck in traffic. Can you do turn down service for my room, please? Where is Eddie, by the way? Oh, he's not here. Shocker.
No,
oh, he's here.
Oh, he's here.
No, he's been here since 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, he's been. Okay, all right. I didn't think he was going to make it this morning.
No, he's fine. I'm telling you.
I literally think he drank like 4 bottles of wine last night. I'm like, Jesus. You know, slow down, dude.
Eddie does that move where he shakes the empty glass at the waitress, you know? Like that.
Just like this.
Yeah, and then she comes over with another carafe for him, you know?
Yeah, he was drinking a carafe of wine is what he was doing last night. I've never seen that.
I mean, you get him out in a situation like that, he's going to live it up. So,
what do you think? Do you think that was Zinfandel he was drinking? What was it?
No, I don't think it was Zinfandel.
He's a cab or Merlot kind of
right,
guy.
Right, yeah, it was
the only thing about the Hampton Inn, I wasn't crazy about. They have like the showers that, like, they come as one piece, and they put it in, and the whole thing's plastic.
You boozy son of a bitch.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The showers are coming one
it's
piece.
It's like a one-piece shower. I don't know. And then, then it has the shower head that's got 14 different things on it, settings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I turn it on, and it's like coming out at me like this. Like, it almost ripped the skin off of my face. But other than that,
so
I
just
think
to be clear, the shower wasn't good enough for you, and you flew a plane here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Al, I think we should leave.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but I almost, you know, when we did wake up this morning, I will say that when we came downstairs, there was plenty of coffee. And they had breakfast in a bag.
Yeah, they did.
You wanted breakfast in a bag.
Breakfast in a bag.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I know. And then the front desk lady was all offended I wasn't taking the breakfast in a bag. I said, listen, I'm not ready to eat.
Right. Well, I don't know what was in that bag. I don't know when it was put in there, and I have no idea what is in there. So, but it was nice. It was very quiet until the car alarm went off in the parking lot around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was Del Judas and his band over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because there's hotels right here, and we probably should have stayed at the Best Value Inn right there. We could have walked right over, right? So, but you have people that are staying in that hotel, and the band's warming up, you know, playing all the songs. They're probably thinking, what in the hell is going on? So hopefully they come over here and join us today at Headliner.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.